concludes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything to add?
Just for the benefit of the commission, I'd like to pass down a memorandum with an attached copy of the plus comments. This is related to condition 1707, the Keith Corporation, also known as Tractor Supply. Action on this application was deferred on October 8th of 2007, pending receipt of the plus comments. The record was left open for the plus comments, and then for 14 days after receipt of the plus comments, four written comments. By submitting this copy to you this evening, the clock for the 14 days starts. The application will be placed on the agenda for December 13th.
Okay.
Basically for the written comments, but
okay,
then I can submit those on that date.
All right, sir. Okay. It's,
next meeting.
Next meeting is December 12th.
12th?
12th.
Okay. 3 p.m.
Well, the 12th and 13th back to back.
Yeah, we have two nights and 2 days around.
We don't have a meeting on the 6th, do we?
No.
I thought we did.
12th and
13th.
Special meeting for site plan on Wednesday, public hearing on 13th.
Happy birthday.
Just for one more item, Shane, myself, Rick, Dave Baker, County Administrator, Al Godwin, Assistant to the County Administrator.
Russ.
Russ Archer for engineering. Charlie Smeal and Paul Driscoll with the URDC went to PLUS yesterday.
Rick was already up there. We met him up there.
And presented land use plan draft.
Okay. Flew through, went right through, problem.
It went right through all right.
We got all negative comments.
Is that right?
We didn't. Well, as Shane said, the only support we got was thank us for being there.
Well, Mr. Lank, the only thing I can say is that I certainly commend you for the consistency that was displayed.
And, it was, what the right word is? We were sort of surprised, maybe.
Informational.
It was informational, yeah. And so we have to address issues. A lot of items.
What do we have? What happens next?
We are
come back here now.
Have a meeting with also state plan coordination to see what we need to do to make some corrections. We have a meeting on
December 10th
at 3:00.
Yes.
With the Livable Delaware Council to give them a presentation on the land use plan. See what we did yesterday. We just said gave them a 5 or 10 minute spiel on what we did and what we tried to address, and we tried to address the state law as it's written, and that we comply with the state law. And then they did questions. There wasn't any answer, and they just made their statements. And then they thanked us for being there.
And that was the state agencies that reviewed the plan.
And we had
December 10th is with the Livable Delaware Advisory Committee, which is state agencies and interest groups that advise the governor concerning certification.
What we heard from yesterday was DENREC, LDOT, Ag,
housing.
Yeah, housing.
So DELDOT was
education. Well, DELDOT didn't have any concerns about the mobility element, but they had a couple of things.
Imagine that, yeah.
They had a couple other statements.
Historical and culture.
Yeah, historical and culture affairs. What we didn't have in Connie's office, the all-state plan coordination.
We got written comments from economic development. They weren't there.
And the only thing, the people that weren't there were economic development, fire marshal, and somebody else. One other. There were three not there. Three agencies weren't present.
Would you say that it was more an issue with the factual contents of the report, or was it more them sharing what their interpretation and opinion was?
Yeah, that was it.
All right. Were any of their comments in writing?
And they're entitled to that?
No, they didn't have to give us anything in writing. They have 20 days. They have to give us, we get written comments within 20 days.
All right then. Following the process.
What's that word we use? Wish list?
What we need to do.
Well, I mean, we'll have a better idea when the written comments.
When the written comments come, yeah.
Almost every agency that spoke made reference to sprawl.
Made reference to sprawl. Okay.
where they were suggesting a 1 to 5 acre.
In some cases.
1 to 5 acres by one of them in AR district, and they were referencing level 4 primarily, I guess.
Were these large lot proposals, were they referencing or using as an example some neighboring states or counties?
They made reference, they didn't make any reference to county, they made reference, there was some reference made to Newcastle and Kent, but very little. There was some reference to Maryland,
yeah,
having some areas
that's
that
where
have
that's coming from.
5 to 25.
Yep.
25, the word number 25 came up once.
And no one from Maryland was there.
No, the only ones that could speak
one
were...
1 to 25 came up?
The only ones that could speak was we could counties. Speak whoever was doing a presentation, and each of the agencies spoke, and no one from the audience could participate. They could listen.
That was fine, yeah.
But they couldn't participate. That's
workshop. Standard plus
standard meeting. Standard meeting.
Yeah, it was fine. A regular meeting. When,
mm-hmm.
But we were just a little bit surprised.
Okay.
That was that negative.
Just of curiosity, how would you assess the performance of Mr. Driscoll as our hired consultant there in front of PLUS?
I haven't had any problem with Paul. I think he does a good job. He does a really good job in presentations.
Yeah.
He handles the audience well.
That's what I thought.
I thought he'd give a good presentation. They only gave him 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know that he took it.
Probably not.
Maybe eight minutes.
Yeah.
When we go to Livable Delaware, or the Livable Delaware Council, I guess that's right.
Advisory Council.
We have to give a full-blown presentation on what's the document contains.
Mainly because most of the members of the committee are not agencies, they're interest groups, association of towns, people like that, that aren't regularly interested in this kind of thing and probably didn't take the time to look at the plan.
Okay.
It's more educational for them.
Right.
For the Livable Delaware presentation.
For the Livable Delaware Advisory Committee.
It was educational for us.
Yeah.
20 days they will give us
20
back.
Days we should get written comments.
Okay. Hopefully by good. December 15th.
All right. You will circulate them to the...
Yes.
The yes, sir.
All.
Thank you.
And then we go to the Livable Delaware Advisory Council, and then... we get all our comments together, and then we can schedule as soon as we make some adjustments in our plan to hold a public hearing before the commission.
Okay.
And then after the commission makes a recommendation, we will then schedule for council.
Okay.
It won't be scheduled like we normally do, just give us a date. I don't think that's the intent.
Okay.
They want a recommendation first.
I understand. All right, anything else for the good of the order? If not,